Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen and Greg Warren. You'll hear those coming up right after this.
The next time you're traveling, don't forget about the historical and beautiful state of Illinois. Catch a Cubs game at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Hit a riverboat casino in Peoria. And make sure you visit the charming community of Effingham, Illinois, where Interstate 70 meets the Little Wabash River.
And whenever you're in Effingham, visit the Effinghouse Family Restaurant.
Founded in 1854 by the corpulent railroad magnate, Colonel Harry S. Effing, the Effinghouse Family Restaurant is one of America's oldest and finest dining establishments.
Start your day with a delicious Effing country breakfast featuring an Effing omelet with toast, grits, and a big Effing beverage of your choice.
Or try our BED, the Big Effing Deal. Once again this week, it's Effing ham and eggs.
For lunch, try the huge Effing burger. Pan fried in a rich butter sauce mixed with big Effing egg yolks, we call it the Effing heart attack.
It's an Effing experience you'll never forget. And what about dinner?
Juicy Effing steaks with fresh Effing veggies and a creme brulee that's Effing out of this Effing world. Or go Effing nuts with a hot fudge sundae.
How would you rate the Effinghouse Family Restaurant?
It was the best Effing experience of my life.
Rate this place? Well, yeah, I wouldn't give it a B. I wouldn't even give it a C, because it's Effing A.
In Effingham, Illinois, it's the Effinghouse Family Restaurant. You'll have an effing good time.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Jess Hooker at the news desk.
Hello.
Chrissy Lee on a little vacay. There's Pat Godwin in the performance room getting ready to perform.
Yeah.
Zero out of Pat today. There's Josh Arnold at the sidekick chair. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
There's Greg Warren there. Close enough to touch Josh's knee. It's very uncomfortable.
Stay
there
away
in the studio.
From
There's Ace Cosby. Willie Griswold is here.
Hey,
Tom Griswold is here. And Tom, we have a special guest, do we not?
We do. We got a few of them here. This is getting complicated. I look around the room. We have the world represented by many women on this program today.
Good.
As you mentioned, Fine. The Jessica twins are here. Ms. Alsman and Ms. Hooker.
Hi, Alsie.
Are in the
hey.
Building. Alsie's behind the glass over there.
I couldn't miss it. Valentine's Day edition of Dear Allie.
Yes.
And
then the beautiful,
oh, yeah.
The beautiful Allie Breen joins us, always from parts unknown.
Yes.
Where are you today, Allie?
In New York City.
Okay.
This is my apartment between two windows.
Okay. Very good. Now, typically this segment of our program is done on Wednesdays.
Right.
But being
yes.
Valentine's Day, I thought we would do it today. And am I correct in saying that you are once again going on a big vacation, Allie?
I am, yes. I'm leaving tonight for Costa Rica.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, I was wow. happy to do this early. It should be fun.
Yeah, have you been?
I'm tagging along with my sister and her kids. So,
oh, good.
And my boyfriend. So that's a romantic Valentine's Day for us.
How about that?
Are you going to go
hanging out with the family?
Are you going to go surfing?
Yeah, we're going to go surfing and zip lining, and every day is like a 7 a.m. activity, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, cool.
Quietly hump
yeah.
so your nieces and nephews
yeah,
don't
yeah.
hear
you. Thank you.
Quiet.
Yeah.
And quietly humping.
It's
going to be quite the vacay.
So, that's it. Did you watch the Super Bowl last night?
A little bit, yeah. I wasn't super into it, but I did catch it.
Okay.
It was good.
Which of the commercials has stuck with you, if any?
None of them were that great.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Did you see
nothing got me.
The Sopranos tribute didn't Did you see
that was actually pretty good, but I was hoping there was a Soprano show where she was going to be the boss.
Well, that's,
like, that got me so excited for a second. And I was like, oh, it's a car commercial. It's horrible.
Okay. Right. I'm losing this fight. Yeah. I thought some of the commercials were great.
They weren't.
The commercials
okay,
that are
all right.
objectively bad.
No.
The commercials that are good are those commercials where they're teaching older people not to be
Are wonderful. Not to be their parents.
Those are the best. They should have put those in.
I would agree.
Those are great.
I think that's the best running gag commercial on television right now.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
I would certainly agree with that. Now, the way this works, especially for the Valentine's Day edition, this stack of people here will try to weigh in and help someone with their love troubles. Allie, what's our first letter?
Dear Allie, I have been married for 5 years. We never sent dirty pictures back and forth. I got a D pic from my husband yesterday telling me he can't wait to give me my Valentine's Day surprise.
Well, how about that?
It's clearly not for me, and I got furious.
Oh.
He's claiming he was just trying to spice things up, and now I'm even more furious that he thinks I'm that stupid. I'm so mad I'm crawling out of my skin. What should I do?
Well, calm down. How do you know it wasn't for you? I think you're being
I'm with her on this. It's never happened before.
He's trying to spice things up. I hate, you know what? Divorce him and go live on the street.
Wait a second.
Go live on the street. You get nothing from me.
She
says clearly it was meant for is there a different name on it?
Nope.
He was smart that he didn't do that.
Overreacting.
Huh.
You have to be insufferable.
You've only been
do this guy a favor and
for 5 years. Yeah, you've only been married for 5 years. I think that it was for you.
I'm skeptical.
Out of nowhere, you get a D pic.
I'm skeptical.
I mean, unless you're trying to spice it up, you should have put that in the text message.
He did. He said, "I'm trying to spice it up."
He said that after she called him out
after
for
she
it.
Because he didn't expect him to be a lunatic.
Well, then give her your phone. Let it, prove it. That's right. Let me see your photo gallery. How many times do you take a picture?
Well, that's the thing with photos now. You can see who you sent them to and where they came from. So you can open a picture and it will show who you've sent that picture to and who has...
Where do they come from? Where do they go?
Do them a favor. Do them a favor and leave them.
Yeah.
I have a really stupid question. Well...
Okay. Yeah.
Was it definitely his?
That would really spice it up if it wasn't his.
Yeah,
that would
be. Wait a second.
I guess this is just a lesson for everyone. If you're going to all of a sudden start sending these, maybe give a disclaimer with that.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Why ever be spontaneous in a relationship?
14
why
years,
why try to be fun
one,
and spice things up? You're all a bunch of cynical weirdos. This lady's insane.
I disagree, Josh.
It's what he said, too. I disagree because when he said, I can't wait to give you my Valentine's Day surprise, that sounds like something you say in like a newer relationship. After 5 years,
God's
you'd be like,
sake.
I've seen it before, right?
Okay, let's move on. Josh is,
exactly.
Josh is contrary to everything today.
It's not true.
A joyful reunion of the cast of The Sopranos, a joyful reunion of Dr. Evil. It's not good enough.
It's not 1988 where we all flip out over the Super Bowl commercials.
Oh, it's a shame.
I will say the halftime show was good, though. That was really good.
It's a shame you've lost your zest for life, Josh.
Plenty of zest for actual life.
Josh, did you like the Budweiser frogs that one year?
Oh, boy. No, I didn't.
I did.
What about the Mean Joe with the Coca-Cola? Were you a fan of that one?
That was before my time.
What about What's Up?
Yeah, I didn't care for that idea. Did you want to hang out with any of those guys?
No. Well, the last thing that was app was this guy's dick pic. Could we get to another letter, please?
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Dear Allie, I have been dating a sugar daddy for 3 years who totally takes care of me.
Oh.
He bought me a car, he pays all my bills, and he's gotten me tons of presents. but a super hot guy is now trying to get with me, and I'm pretty into it. Is it worth giving up this stability to try this hot
you know
guy
what?
Out?
This day, are all women awful? This is that's a terrible.
Yeah, she's a horrible person.
You're a
yes.
garbage person.
Yeah, you're bad.
Which part makes her garbage?
Both.
Yeah. Man.
That she wrote in about it, that she wants to date a hot guy, or that she wants to keep the money?
There's the shallowness and yep. the...
How much of these assets can she hang on to after she dumps El Richo?
Yeah, she's like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
I think most girls keep the sugar daddy and pretend they left him. I would think if she's an awful person, she would just keep both.
Right. Yeah. She's not terrible. She's considering feelings here, right?
Altman, you are insane.
I think we better move on.
How much money do you have to be a sugar daddy?
Enough to support two households.
Why, you think you're close?
More of a splendid daddy, but.
That's the comedian in the room there.
Yeah. Let's get our next letter. Once again, Allie Breen can be reached. Allibreen. Allie Breen with your love troubles. What have you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my brother just started dating my best friend, and I know for a fact that he's lying to her about other girls that he talks to. I know I'm already going to end up in the middle of this, so should I just say something now? What should I do?
Yikes.
You are loyal to your brother, and you keep your mouth shut.
Really?
That's what I think.
Oh, no. Oh. You can't have it now because then it's awkward. Then the entire family ends up getting involved eventually.
Oh, no.
Like, if he's constantly cheating, just don't be with her. Like, they shouldn't be together. Easy peasy.
Let her figure it out on her own.
I don't know, man. Just because it's family?
Sorry.
He's the one in the wrong.
No. I would still defend my brother.
She said she knows for a fact that he's flirting.
For a fact.
Not necessarily cheating, but flirting with other women?
Well, yeah, it sounds like he's talking to other women and telling her she's not talking to anybody. It's not quite.
Do we believe this woman who says she knows for a fact, or is she like the first two women who are just making awful assumptions?
I think all these women are correct.
Yes.
I don't know. I think that she would know.
She is
going to get caught in the middle.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if...
Stay out of it. Move on.
Yeah?
Stay out of it, yeah. Okay, let's get to our next letter, please. What do we got?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend called me by her ex's name during sex last night.
Fun.
We kind of laughed it off, but should I be worried he's still thinking of him while we have sex?
Yeah. I don't think so. It could have just been an accident. Oof.
Unless
but it's
got to
be on her mind.
Is his name Remington Steele?
Is that Steel. Pierce Brosnan?
Oh, I thought that was the porno guy.
No, that's Lexington Steele.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I don't know
Remington and Steele.
I don't know my porn, Josh. I'm so sorry. You had taught me that one.
Yeah, Lexington Steele is the porno dude.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't know enough about porn to know who the big stars are in the world.
Pierce Brosnan is one of the characters in Remington Steele.
I got you.
Josh, have you ever said the wrong name?
I said the wrong name during a fight.
Oh, that's
and,
almost worse.
That just served to elongate the fight. Or lengthen the fight.
Was it weird that you said your mom's name during the fight?
I think so. Yeah. I think it brought out she was worried.
How did that come up? You had to call her by name.
You know what? I didn't have to. And I chose to. And again, the wrong name came out. And I mean,
that's the same thing with sex. I don't know why people use names during sex so much. Do you guys call out your partner's name that often?
Not often, but I'll throw it out there every now and again.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it part of a poem or something?
It is. Yes.
How would that go, Josh?
That's right. Yes.
Soliloquy.
Somebody, back up that truck. You know.
Yeah.
Is it just muscle memory? Accidentally do it?
What happened was we had spent all day with her family, and her sister's name was also the name of my ex. Mm. And so I think I had her sister's name on my mind.
You got a thing for her sister.
Well, right? No.
Did you see her?
I honestly hated her sister.
I believe that.
Yeah.
A lot going on here.
Yeah. So. I was not thinking about my ex.
You hated her, but you wanted to give her what's for, didn't you?
No.
Okay.
She looks like shit.
I find it hard to believe Josh is having a disagreement with someone because he's got it all figured out. I
don't know what to do. Would you say she looked like Shemp from the Three Stooges?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. Nice hair.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Okay, Allie, do we have another one?
Yeah, dear Allie, for Valentine's Day, my boyfriend got me very expensive lingerie, like $800 worth.
What?
He has never spent that much on anything, and I'd really rather have a new computer. I've been pouting, and he doesn't get it. It's such a waste of money, and it's really for him. What do I do?
I've been pouting, and he doesn't get it.
Just being honest.
I can fix this one.
Yes.
Now, presumably, the lingerie can be taken back.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
Ladies,
I don't know about that either.
I mean, if she hasn't worn it yet,
they'll examine it before they take it back.
Yeah. Okay.
They take the tags off.
Yeah.
They get the vagometer out and they take a look at it.
Is that what it's called there?
Were you wearing that tool, Tom?
That's right. Yeah.
Those stores have.
Every lingerie store has.
Can't take this. Sorry about that.
Jeez. Jesus.
I believe it was originally Riddy's Incorruptible Vagometer.
That's exactly right.
Here's what you do. You're going to need some twine. And you're gonna rig up sort of a sleeve to hold your computer, which you are going to then have dangling from your body in such a way that it doesn't really cover anything but the area south of your boobs and north of Hair Harbor. Following me here?
Hair Harbor.
How did it feel hearing your father say Hair Harbor?
That's my pop. That's my dad.
Then you walk out, you know, with the lights dimmed. And
dimmed.
Here's your lingerie.
Yeah, this is the lingerie I really
want. This is the lingerie that I really want.
Gotcha.
And then take the lingerie back and get yourself a computer.
Yeah. $800?
The thing is, if you've worn the lingerie at all, I wonder if girls do the thing that they do with dresses where you keep the tags on. That would be horrific.
Oh, especially for him, he'd feel like he was making love to that lady at the Grand Ole Opry.
Smacking a mini pearl.
Hey, Minnie, for God's sake, take the price tag. Take the price tag.
Price tag on the hat. That's
off these crotchless panties.
That's gold.
See, and if you were really good at computers, you could probably, I'm not good enough to know this, but I assume you could put porno on the laptop.
What?
So that you'd have it.
I don't think you have to be good at computers to put porno on the laptop.
No, no, Greg, you've got to have a motion picture, a video of porno
motion
on the laptop
picture
dangling from your
body.
So as it's, yeah, I guess it would work because you don't have to be plugged in. It'd be battery operated.
Right.
Yeah. There you go. See, wouldn't that be cool?
Yes, that's okay. One way to do it. Or you could say, "Hey, complex honey, I really appreciate this. This is you. This is a lot of money you spent on lingerie. I'd like to keep my favorite. Take the rest back, and I'd really love to get a new computer. Are you okay with that? Have you ever considered talking to your husband?"
But it's silly. Well, I don't know.
I'm so surprised the pouting didn't work. That's weird.
It always works for me.
I don't want to sound like
a
leader.
Yeah, generally it's a sure thing.
I don't know. How good of a computer can you get for $800 these days?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
You get a Mac.
But I don't think any guy buys $800 worth of lingerie. He got that for free. It fell off a truck or something. There's no way.
That's a ton of lingerie, isn't
that's
it?
That's a
especially
lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Especially.
Or no, if you get certain brands, you can get one or two pieces for that much money.
That's true.
Okay.
Go to Perla. Yeah, that's got to
be
really
that's got to be the most money per square inch of fabric.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
For $800, you think they would have sewn a crotch into that thing? They had a thread?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more of a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.